Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock on a beautiful fall afternoon in Boston. WEEI Afternoons here. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson joining the fun.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's happening?
How are we doing?
Big Ted.
How are you? Tremendous.
I'm doing good.
Do you like these cool, crisp autumn days?
Nick,
it reminds you of football?
The older I get, the less and less I do. The bones are a little achy. It's a little hard to stretch. Hard to feel limber, you know?
It does take an extra dog walk to kind of get up to speed on a day like this.
Yeah. But I do enjoy the, my favorite time to dress is in the winter because you got the accessories, you got the mock.
Yep.
You got the scarf. I like to go sometimes with a cool beanie every now and then, even though I got this, the fire hood keg head?
Keg head, Ted.
Even though it doesn't look... I just like the accessories in the winter. So.
I kind of like the European assassin look you're rocking today. Today, of all days, I would not mess with you.
Boom.
I like that. You're looking
sharp.
I do kind of look like you.
I like that.
Today's the day you wouldn't mess with
him? No.
There's something, you know what I mean? There's a little lighter and more fun. Today is like, I am here for business.
It looks like you have a particular set of skills.
Skills that could make him a nightmare for people like, oh, I don't know, me.
But do you know what I like about the assassins, at least
how
they're
Halloween
portrayed?
Halloween light on a zipper.
They're very detail-oriented. Everything's perfect and timed out and planned and meticulous, and it's got to be laid out this way. And the strategy of how you're going to kill the person is all lined out, and you do the same stuff over and over, the discipline of it. I think I'd be down for that kind of career, you know, just the discipline of being an assassin.
You know, just casual coworker talk today.
And you know what I would love to never have happen? Ted karate chopped me in the throat like Liam Neeson.
Football, it's like murder.
Also, meticulous, one of my five favorite words.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a great word.
It's not always with the hand-to-hand combat. You know, it's like the 200 yards away or 200 mile or a mile away, you know?
I always think is the part you're talking about, not only the order of it, but when they do it calmly. Like they shoot him, and then he's not in a rush. Take the silencer off. It goes back in the bag. The bag gets zipped.
Very Day of the Jackal type of thing. Just sort of like, I did my job.
Yeah. I feel like a bad assassin shoots, freaks out, and runs, and that's why they get caught.
Correct.
I don't know, but I saw this guy running over there with a gun. That might be the person you're looking for. So that's interesting.
Another life, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that you want to go down that road. But it is. It's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. It's time for a three-point stance.
Green 19!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be
even number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Your tip scores. Ties it 3-3.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're finding new and exciting ways to intimidate your coworkers,
yep, that's me, baby.
You got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off today. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I sort of am, but I also was just thinking, like, if they ever come to me and say, did Ted ever mention wanting to be an assassin? I have to go, well, yeah, he actually did that one day on the radio.
You can rewind the tape, man.
Right, that's why we have the Odyssey app. Download it today to listen to your favorite show or provide evidence.
So, yes, I did see it coming. He said he kind of wanted to be an assassin. Yep. But, yes, I'm ready, Dan.
That's right, FBI. The WEEI Afternoons podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so while I'm ready to see Ted be an assassin, I'm not ready to see a Gronk statue in Foxborough. I agree with Gronk. I thought he handled it really well, even though he said, oh, you kind of caught me off guard there. Tom Brady is different. Tom Brady is the GOAT. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest Patriot of all time, the greatest winner of all time, and he was the first guy to get a statue in Foxborough. We had gone 60-plus years with no statues. A lot of great players came through New England, right? John Hanna, Mike Haynes, Ty Law, whoever you want to list, they weren't statue-worthy. Tom Brady was statue-worthy. Tom Brady got the statue he deserved. And I won't hate it if they stop. If they want to recognize the dynasty, and that means Bill and Robert get statues, that's a... But are we just going to start giving out statues for everybody? And not that Gronk is run-of-the-mill, but he's not Tom Brady. Gronk is on a certain level, and if you put him on Brady's level, then I have to ask you, well, now how do you honor Brady in a higher level than the statue? Is that a road? Is that the stadium? Whatever it may be, Gronk is a GOAT, greatest tight end of all time, one of the greatest Patriots of all time. He'll be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. If you want to put his number on a ring of honor, if you bring that to Foxborough. But he's not worthy of a statue, and he's my favorite Patriot of all time.
How do they honor him, Ted? Is there something extra that he does deserve, though? Ring of honor, like a something like the name the end zone after him where he used to do the Gronk spikes, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm not into honoring guys on top of honoring guys on top of honoring guys. I mean, he's in the Patriots Hall of Fame, right?
Well, he will be. Yeah. He's not yet, but he will be.
Soon as he's eligible. Not enough? Like, we got to do some
that's
more?
That's how I feel.
Well, he's ringing the bell tomorrow night. He's the, quote, keeper of the light.
Yeah.
He's getting a halftime ceremony tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Everybody also knows that he's one of the five greatest Patriots of all time, and he'll make it into the NFL Hall of Fame and the Patriots Hall of Fame. That, to me, that does seem enough. Brady just does stand head and shoulders further away from everyone else that he deserves the statue, and we should just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah. So who I don't know. Did John Hanna get a statue?
Nope.
He's considered the best guard to ever
correct.
Play. So, I mean, what are we doing here?
He's Let's a pro just, football Hall of
he's
Famer.
Gonna get a, he's going to get a gold jacket, which sets him apart from everybody else, and he's going to get a red jacket. So that's enough.
Yeah. The only thing is if you wanted to start some, but you already have the hall right there. Like, if people want to see, oh, there's Tom Brady, and then they want to see the other great players, the hall, just go into the hall, and they have those, what do they call those, pylons or something?
Yeah.
Those high things that come down from the ceiling. Like,
if you give Gronk a statue, then he gets then we got to go back to who's most responsible for the dynasty. Because if you're going to give, if you're going to say Brady's, 60 and Bill's 40, well, then what is Gronk?
Right.
He's got a statue. So
yeah, it's weird.
Then all of a sudden it's, so anyway.
But don't open Pandora's box. Leave it at Brady.
There you go. Just leave Brady.
One and done.
But Bill's going to get his, and then Mr. K is going to get his. And so, I mean, unless you're going to build like they have at Yankee Stadium, Ted, Monument Park, where there's like tributes to all these players.
You got to quarterback versus a tight end. It's very different. I mean, the reason Gronk is because of the tight end. No offense. I mean, Gronk's a great tight end, but doesn't mean he should be recognized on the same level as Tom Brady should be.
How about name a beer garden after him?
There you
go.
Sure,
like,
man.
Seriously, like, honestly, like, name if they were to put like a cafe or a beer garden as part of the Patriots Hall of Fame presented by Raytheon, blah blah blah. Name it after Gronk. Do something extra
can
special
you do a
there.
Tunnel? Can you do a Gronk tunnel?
Sure.
Or an overpass?
Sure. Perfect.
Or a walking bridge or something?
Yeah.
Named after Gronk.
I'm for all of it.
There
can I
go.
Ask you a quick question though?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, and you can plead the fifth like Brady famously did if you don't want. So 87, Rob Gronkowski was also Ben Coates.
Yeah.
And you just said, and I agree with you, the quarterback kind of made Rob Gronkowski. How good was Ben Coates compared to Gronk? Like, are they closer than people think?
Closer than people
think. If he had been part of the dynasty, we would be saying Ben Coates was the greatest of all time, maybe?
Yes, I think. Oh, yes.
If he played in the dynasty years?
I think so, yeah. Ben was a phenomenal blocker, and he was every bit the athlete, the freakish body, big, strong, fast, quick, tough. I have so much respect for Ben. If he had Tom Brady as his quarterback, yes, he would be probably considered the best of all time.
He was my favorite Patriot until Tom Brady grabbed that mantle from him. I used to just love it during those days with Bledsoe and you guys, and I just love Ben Coates was rumbling and bumbling and stumbling. His highlights with Berman. I always wanted to know, too, you know, I'm sure there was some bittersweet element to it, but were you happy that he got a ring with Baltimore?
It didn't really register with me.
Didn't resonate.
I guess. I mean, he was kind of was that his first year there? It's kind of like
that was it. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. So I don't remember how impactful he was on that team.
Wasn't.
I don't think he was
kind of a hanger on.
It doesn't have as much meaning for me. And I'm sure if you were to ask Ben, he probably would say the same thing. But
he's like, I got one. But
yeah.
And if you're a kid listening, go to YouTube, look for Ben Coates highlights, and particularly one game on that baseball field in Miami where he's just killing the Dolphins. He's running in dirt and an infield, and he's covered, and he just it's wow.
I think his game would. I think he could be just as good in today's NFL. Like, you know, like me in today's NFL, not so much. Ben would be great in any era of football.
Oh, yeah. The whole, like, you know, the linebackers are too slow to cover him. The safeties and corners are too small to cover him. Who are you putting on him?
Vern Lundquist calling a Ben Coates touchdown used to just be like, that would make my every Sunday.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. We relive that nicely.
Very good.
Andy, you've been pretty quiet about the idea that you floated off the air about how you could honor Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, a big spike in the ground and write Gronk on the side, and that'll be the Gronk spike, and you can just put it somewhere.
And when someone falls and is impaled on it?
No, it's in the ground, so the top is the flat-headed part. You drove it in like a spike.
Got it.
And Dan Ball told me not to say it on air, but then he just told me to say it on air, so I always do what Dan tells
me to
do.
Are you Radio Geppetto to his Pinocchio?
Yeah, you'd be amazed what I could write and he
just
will read.
Just put it in the prompter and Burgundy will read it.
Yeah, I haven't burned that privilege yet, but I know it's always there if I need it. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
I am prepared.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Tell me what to say, Dan Ball. Okay, I think it's safe to say that we're all a little frustrated, if not disappointed, with how the Celtics season has started. Yes, they are not even a quarter of the way into the season. They are but, I guess, a seventh of the way into the 2025-2026 campaign. They are 5-7, and they have several, at least three, if not maybe four L's on the board that should have been dubs. They are terrible, as Justin Turpin was telling the Midday Show earlier today. In clutch time, they can't get a rebound when they need it. They can't hit a three-pointer from the corner when they absolutely got to have it. It's exceedingly frustrating to watch this team now as the Bruins are suddenly turning things around, and the Patriots are the darling of all modern American professional sports right now. Well, I've got a simple little fix. Take it from me, who has never played basketball at any level or coached at any level. A simple little fix. Just put in Simons. Anthony Simons is probably, outside of Jaylen Brown, your guy, Hart, the most dynamic Celtics player right now. Your team is 25th in offense in the league. You're 24th in field goal percentage. You're 27th in three-point percentage. Guess who is shooting over 40% from the field and over 40% from three and is hot as a pistol every time he comes off the bench? Simons. Put him in.
It's not Peyton Pritchard. That is not the answer to those numbers.
No, there's too much. He belongs coming off of the bench.
It belongs in a museum.
Yes, absolutely. Put Pritchard back on the bench. Put Simons in the starting lineup. He's an energy guy. No, he doesn't play defense. Yes, the rest of the team can probably help make up for it because you got so defensively minded in the offseason and Missoula's running everybody ragged. Just put in your hottest shooter right now to try to help you get those extra 2 or 4 points so you don't have another skull-numbing loss to the 76ers that should have been a win.
That wasn't a head-scratching decision. I mean, Anthony had 17 points there. In the last 2 minutes, he decided to take him out and put in Peyton Pritchard, who was terrible the whole
game.
Can't
buy a bucket.
It didn't really make sense. Yeah, Peyton played 31 minutes and was 22% from the field, yet he's going to be in there in the crunch time. Really didn't make a lot of sense. They're 2-5 in clutch games this year. Mm-hmm. I think if I was trying to find the numbers on, and I couldn't quite find it, but Missoula's What is his record in clutch games over the last 3 years? I would venture to guess probably one of the worst. And that is a telling stat because that is late game execution, which usually goes to, you know, a lot of it goes to coaching. I know Tatum's not out there, but they were terrible in clutch time, even with Tatum out there typically. Absolutely. So the clutch stuff, I mean, that inbounds play with 8 seconds left, that's the best he came up with. So that's been an issue, those inbounds plays at late games. They're going to win by on the margin, and they are not a very good margin team.
No, they look terrible in those situations. Sometimes it works. Sometimes they score or they do whatever, but almost never does it look like, oh, that's exactly how they drew it up. You know what I mean? Like, wow, that was perfect. Yeah. That's what I wanted, guys. It's always either helter-skelter or a guy makes a shot. But and
don't tell me that shot from Derek White was a pass to Cata, and Cata just missed it. That was a air ball that Cata was just lucky to get his hands on.
This was another poop show. That final possession to Brown, to Derek White, and it's hit away by Drummond. Now he's chasing it. You're just kind of like, it's frenetic. Like, there's no cohesion. It's never like they drew it up. And I'm with you, Fitz. I don't know if that's the exact change. He's got to start pushing some buttons to do something.
You know what I'd love to do? I feel like it would be awesome if it make it mandatory that we know what the inbounds play called for. I want to know, what did Joe Mazzulla write up on that board? Was it supposed to end up in Derek White's hands, or was it supposed to be JB? I want to know. I want to know.
Would you pay?
Would
you subscribe to like League Pass if that came with it?
I would pay $30 a month to have some some outlet give me that information.
Can you imagine that if we knew that? Like what it was supposed to look like, and then we watch it and see what it does look like and compare the two.
Boy, I'd love to know. Man.
You know who doesn't want that? Joe Mazzulla.
You got that right.
Some great comments on our first two of the 3-point stances here in the 3 o'clock hour on afternoons on twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Rather be golfing. I changed my mind. I do want a Gronk spike statue. It just has to be Gronk throwing Sergio Brown out of the club. Iconic moment. Iconic phrasing as well. And Andy, I hate to say it, but on the text line, same number as the phone line, you guys know it. Can we now put some more respect on JT, please? He was their leading rebounder, scorer, and best defensive player. Welcome to the Joe Mazzulla de-pantsing party.
Yeah, and we're going to get into this next segment. There was a really interesting comment from Reggie Miller. I don't know which broadcast you guys watched, the national or the local. I watched the national.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller had a really interesting comment that I want to get to next segment in regards to Joe Mazzulla, the Boston Celtics, and what has happened so far this season. I thought it was eye-opening, but we'll get to that next segment.
I look forward to hearing that.
I do as well. But in the meantime, we'll head it over to Ted Johnson. Teddy, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so the offensive line, obviously, last year was terrible. I mean, it was awful. So just let me remind people, last year, there were 11 different starters, 11 different variations in those games last year. There were 8 different variations in the 17 games. 11 players, different players, and 8 different variations in the 17 games. That's what I meant to say. There was 4 different left tackles last year, 2 different left guards, 3 different centers, 2 different right guards, and 2 right tackles. This year, there's only been 6 players in 2 variations through 10 games right now. I think the one game, Jared Wilson missed a game because of an injury, so Ben Brown substituted in for him. So no player has been replaced so far based on performance, unlike last year. Last year, they were the worst team in run blocking, and they were the worst offensive line in pass protection. This year, they're the 4th best in pass pro. They haven't improved that much in their run blocking. Some people have them at 26th best. Some people have them 27th best. But the point is, this is a much improved unit, I would argue. Besides the quarterback, this is the most improved unit on the team. You can maybe make an argument for the wide receivers, but that is a huge, huge difference. The stability and continuity they have this year on the offensive line versus last year has made a huge difference in the success of this offense compared to last year's offense.
Couldn't agree more.
I agree, and I don't think you mentioned the name. I was listening. How much credit does Doug Marrone get in that?
Yeah.
The coach that's a very experienced, knowledgeable, longtime O-line coach. How much credit does he get in that area?
I think he gets some. I mean, when you got, but he should get some because last year's offensive line coach was the first time, I think it was the first time coaches did anything last year on that team. So I think that was his first year. So
Strike Force Scott from Cleveland?
That probably was a problem. But, you know, when you have 8 different starting variations in 17 games, and You know, they basically have the same five, unless someone gets hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they used 11 different players to play offensive line last year. Mike Onwenu, I don't know if you guys remember this, but he played in all 17 games. He played six games at right tackle and 11 games at right guard. So he showed some versatility there. But it was an absolute mess last year, where it's just nice to see stability on the offensive line this year.
And Scar always used to talk about continuity, stability, getting the same five guys working together. And I think the guy in the middle of it all deserves a little credit, too, because I didn't know much about Garrett Bradbury except what I read. And all I read when he was coming here is the Vikings didn't want him, and PFF said he sucked at everything, basically. Right?
The worst pass blocking center in the NFL.
He couldn't pass block.
Right.
And
right.
like...
But a good run blocker.
Yeah, but has he been awful?
No.
Like, he looks competitive to me, right? Like, I don't know that he's good. I don't know that the line is great, but he's been competitive. And I feel like that's a guy that we just kind of ran with the numbers or whatever was on the internet, because we hadn't seen him. We didn't watch him every day. And, the Vikings want to get rid of him, and the numbers say he's bad. He must be bad. And I don't think
he's
bad.
Well, I would say part of being a center, you're as good as the guy to the right and to the left.
Right.
That's a very, you know, so they're covered up. They get a little bit more help with the guards on both sides of them. So sometimes it's a reflection of the three interior guys as much as it is about the one guy in the middle.
And I always love to bring this stat up because I think it's just so damn telling, but we've bandied it about a number of times on the podcast, Andy. In 2018, last year that they went to and won a Super Bowl, Ted, the offensive line was the same five guys from the first snap of game one to the end of Super Bowl 53.
Yeah. I think it's the most important unit to have continuity on. More important than linebackers, wide receivers, tight ends, defensive backs. If you have the same five guys, because they're like a microcosm, they're a team within a team, right?
Right.
And they are, you know, if one guy screws up with those five guys, then the whole offensive line gets blamed. And so it's vital that they work in harmony and together more than any other unit on the football team.
And it seems like, and I know nothing about offensive line play, but you watch them like the guard and the tackle are working combo blocks. But not every guard and tackle does it the same way. How hard you hit before you move on to the next level, and what the that feels like reps. That feels
reps,
like
feel
McDaniel's time on task. We need
no doubt.
Oh, I did it with you 100 times now. I know how it's going to work every time because
exactly
we've done
right.
it 100 times.
That's exactly
so
right.
Yeah, they're definitely a part of the success of this offense. Dan Ball, thank you for the 3-point stance. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll get back to those Celtics. They lose another nail biter to the 76ers. If they just beat the Sixers in two nail biters, they'd have a winning record, right? They'd be 7-5 instead of 5-7. But
if my aunt had, you know what?
Boom!
There you go.
Should we be disappointed in the Boston Celtics right now? Should we expect more from the Boston Celtics right now? A little Celtics talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Remember, 3:45, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That was the final call of the third Celtics-Sixers matchup of the season. Third that went down to the wire. Second time the Celtics lost on a final possession like that. They did get a one-score win. If you remember, Joel Embiid missed the three at the buzzer. So this is basically the difference in the season right now, kind of for both of these teams. Celtics are 5-7. If you win those 2 one-score games, you're 7-5. The 76ers are 7-4. If they lost those one score game, you know what I mean? So these early season, you're in that kind of middle of the pack in the Eastern Conference. Ted Johnson, what is the biggest issue right now? We know the closing arguments of the Celtics, right? Like the inability to finish and all that. But bigger picture, four quarters of basketball, what do you think the biggest issue is with the Celtics right now?
I think it's identity. I don't think they know what they are on offense. I don't know if they... You know, there's always a clear identity as far as, you know, pace and as far as 3-point shots and defense. That's basically, we're going to shoot a bunch of threes, we're going to play defense, and we're going to slow down the pace. Now I'm being told that they wanted to up the pace, even though I don't know if they still ranked. I think they were last in pace going into that last night's game. I'm sure they're still there. This team is a better team shooting in the mid-range right now. I mean, it's they lead the league in mid-range attempts and makes, and right now Jaylen Brown, he's shooting 60% from 15 to 19 feet at 4.3 attempts per game, and that leads the NBA. They are a better 2-point shooting team than they are a 3-point shooting team, and with the players they have, I would think you would want to pick up the pace. They still are slow on their pace, but to me, I don't think they have an identity. And whenever Joe Mazzulla's asked about what is their style, he 2-on-1, 2-on-1, which really, what does that mean?
I actually don't know.
I don't know.
He's been
that
saying
means.
That for weeks, and I'm like,
You know, we always knew what it was before. It was clearly defined. Now with Jason Tatum not out there, I don't know if they know truly what their identity is. And I think that's the biggest problem. Part of it is they don't even know who are the five guys that they can start night in, night out. I know it's, 13 games they played? But you would think, pretty soon you'd have an idea of who that Minot was. Oh, I mean, Minot, all the numbers showed that Minot needed to start. Well, he hasn't started the last couple games. And Anfernee Simons comes in, and he's doing his thing. And now he might look like he's ready for more starting opportunities. So they haven't even settled on a five that they like to start, and I don't think they know what their identity is, Fitzy.
And how long are we as fans supposed to expect, or should we wait until they continue this experiment? Like, does Mazzulla and Stevens, behind the scenes, do they say, like, okay, it's going to take us 15 games or 20 games until we figure out our rotation, our best starting five, and our identity? Or is this going to be an up-until-Tatum-comes-back experiment? Do fans have a tolerance for that? Because I'm already starting to read and feel a lot of like genuine dissent from Celtics fans over like, wow, we really got rid of that many talented people in the offseason and this is what we're getting?
It is what you're getting. And it is, you know, Minot, my guess is you're going to get Simons starting tonight. Minot barely played, and I don't think he played in the second half.
8 minutes total.
Yeah, but I don't think he played after halftime yesterday. So I think there's, you know, you mentioned it, defensively, I keep putting this in our show email, they give up 109 points per game. It's the best in the Eastern Conference. So, like, defense isn't, it's points being scored against them is not the issue. It's them scoring points. The only teams that are worse than them are teams with a single win. The Nets and the Pacers are the only teams that, like, you got to score more points. You got to find ways to score more points. And you said it with the mid-range stuff. Whether you like Jaylen Brown or not, we can have that conversation on another day about how good he is.
Who doesn't like him?
His game is the elbow. The elbow is his game. The mid-range jumper is it. So shouldn't, if you decide he's your best player, and I hope he's your best player because you pay him like $60 million a year with Tatum gone, don't you want to design your game to let your best player succeed? Like, shouldn't it be sort of built backwards from your best player?
Yeah.
And yet they're not all in on doing that.
So the offense doesn't run through JB on you know, every possession he's out there, is what you're saying.
No, it does, but the whole 3-point thing, I think they are better designed, as you said, to be a 2-point shooting team led by their best player who wants to shoot from two, and yet that's not who they are. Now, he got off to a cold start last night. It was kind of an ugly basketball game, if I'm being honest. Oh, I was watching this game, and I was like, this is bad basketball. This is two teams that are not very good. There were a lot of missed shots. Mm-hmm. I don't believe there was a double-digit point score until Andre Drummond, had 10 points with like 30 seconds left in the first half. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of a slog out there.
Yeah.
And some of it is missed threes. Some of it is rotation. That's the other thing. We just talked about the Patriots' offensive line. I don't know if guys are comfortable playing with each other yet. Like, oh, I'm on with him now. I'm not. Jordan Walsh suddenly comes out of nowhere, and he was playing like, and he was actually a net spark, positive.
Terrific defense.
But that's for a game.
It's all new.
Can he do it another game? Can he do it another game? Can he do it another game? Or is it again, Minot flashes for two games? Oh, we think we got the answer with Minot. Right. No. And then all of a sudden, he cools off. And you try, you know, something different, and then that guy cools off. And you try something different, so they haven't figured out who they can really depend on and rely on night in, night out.
Yeah, and in the face of like Jordan Walsh, Hugo Gonzalez, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, like you have basically a starting five of incredibly tenacious defenders that can't score enough. You mentioned earlier, like they're giving up the fewest points in the league at 109. They're scoring 111.
Yes, yeah,
that should tell you exactly how narrow this margin is for these Celtics, and they need to find a way to gussy that up just by like 2-3 points a night. That'll make a massive difference.
And it's one last thing here is the they're big on turnovers. We're going to force a lot of turnovers, but they're terrible at making the other team pay when the team does turn it over. Just for instance, last night they had two more turnovers in the 76ers and scored 7 less points on those turnovers. So think about that. I mean, they're out turnovering teams, but they're not making them pay by points after the turnovers.
Yeah, they need to find that identity you're talking about soon, because they're 15% into the season. Like, I know they said, give us time, let us find our way, but how much time you need?
You want to simplify it down to the very core. What is their biggest problem? Is they're not making shots. They have the most open shots. 63.8% of their shots are wide open. That's the highest rate in the league, yet they're one of the lowest scoring teams.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for our weekly chat for Adam Schefter. Stick around.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon. We go right to the guest line, as we do each week, to talk to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Adam is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Adam, how are we doing this week?
Hello there, gentlemen. What's going on today?
We're living the good life of a football team that's won seven games in a row, so I'll start there. That win on Sunday in Tampa Bay. On our post-game show, I used the term validating, because all year we've been talking about the schedule and can this keep up. Do you believe that was a validation game for the Patriots?
They played exceptionally well, and it was a game. Yeah, I guess you could call it a validation game to a certain extent, right? Like, they went out there, they beat a good team on the road, and they won a game that I think maybe a lot of people might not have expected them to win. So I guess, to your point, it validated who they – you know, here's the thing. It really was one of the tougher games remaining on their schedule. So if they go and win on the road in Tampa, it just really puts them in a great position to win the AFC East. And they win there. Buffalo loses in Miami. They're both in the state of Florida. One team comes out success, and it just sets up New England to be in a great spot to have the kind of season that not a lot of people were expecting.
So, Adam, following that win on Sunday, and with the way things have gone for the Patriots now, 8-2, in control of the AFC East, seven straight, et cetera, and Drake May playing like he's like a man on fire, do you feel comfortable saying now that the New England Patriots are a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, I got no issue with that right now. Like, it looks like they're going to win the division. It looks like they're going to have a home playoff game. If you have a home playoff game, why wouldn't you be a Super Bowl contender? I mean, not like, as a general rule, teams that play at home in the playoffs are Super Bowl contenders. Like, I don't think that's anything bold or daring to say that. They've played very well. They still have a ways to go here. But the season is going better than people thought, and it's leading to questions like the one you're asking right now.
You know, Adam, sad news a few days ago. The passing of former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue. He was the commissioner from 1989 to 2006. He oversaw a lot of different things, you know, tried to spread the game around the world. Two new expansion teams over in his tenure. Just how would you define Paul's, you know, legacy as commissioner? How did you think he did as a commissioner? What would be his legacy, you think?
Well, I think there are a few things that he did. He helped grow the game internationally. He helped lead the NFL into this TV era where the money is so gargantuan. He was one of the people at the forefront of that with Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones and Pat Bowlen. He was somebody that oversaw the construction of 20 new stadiums during his commissionership. He stepped in and postponed games the week of 9/11. He helped the Saints during that time of Hurricane Katrina. There were people that obviously questioned whether his record was strong enough on concussions. That obviously is up for debate, but you can't deny that he had an enormous impact on the NFL, left a tremendous legacy, one of four NFL commissioners in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. When you're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, obviously, you accomplish something.
Time to get this week's Drake Take from Adam Schefter, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And it's a little bit of an offshoot Drake question. Josh McDaniels is suddenly getting a little buzz for the job he's done, obviously, with Drake May and how well he's playing. And at least in these parts, people are wondering, is Josh going to get a third chance to be a head coach? Could Josh be a candidate for that New York Giants job with Jackson Dart, a young quarterback that they'll want to support? So I'm wondering, what does Josh McDaniels' future look like? Do you think he's going to get another chance to be a head coach?
Oh, I would say this. That's Josh McDaniels' future looks like he's going to be the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots right now. That's how I view it. You know, he's got strong roots in the area. He's had two head coaching jobs that haven't worked yet. He might at some point get a third. He's deserving of that, worthy of that, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. And if you're Josh McDaniels and, you know, you've got children in the New England area, like, you want to see this through when you've got a quarterback like Drake May and an organization you know and feel quite comfortable in with a head coach like Mike Vrabel. So, yeah, to me, he's not going anywhere.
So earlier today, Adam, Rob Gronkowski signed a one-day contract to retire as a member of the New England Patriots. And we were having a little bit of a debate here on the show as to whether or not we thought Gronk deserved a statue. Where do you stand on the idea of all-time players being remembered with these one-day contracts, and most especially statues? Are you a big statue guy to honor the greats?
I like the statues a lot more than I like one-day contracts. Like, these one-day contracts, with all due respect, it doesn't do much for me. You know, like, okay, great. We know he was great. We know the impact he had. Like, you sign a one-day. What does that do? I don't get it. Like, I'm not a player, so maybe I'm missing something. Tay, you tell me what. Yep. What is the idea there? Like,
what is it? You know what it is, Adam? I'll be honest with you. The fans think it's something, and so that's why they do it. It's really, I think, for the fans. The fans don't understand that it means nothing, but they think it's something, and that's why they do it, is to appease the fans, in my opinion.
I guess. I mean, honestly, I think it's the most overrated, unnecessary story in football.
Can I jump in real quick, Adam? I think the teams kind of love it, though, because it brings the spotlight back on them. But I also think it's like, yes, it makes them feel like, you know, that Gronk is a Patriot. He's not a Buccaneer, right? I think so. I think the teams enjoy it as much as the fans.
You might be right. But okay, what are the fans enjoying? They signed.
He's retiring a Patriot. You know, his last team was not with the Patriots; it was with the Bucks. But now he finally came back around, and he truly is a Patriot because he signed a one-day contract. That's the only thing I can come up with. But
okay, great. I mean, when I think of Rob Gronkowski, I don't think of him as a Buccaneer. I think of him as a Patriot. You know, so but if we need to memorialize that and put it into a writing and have a ceremony, a send-off, then fine.
I hear you. Hey, Adam, I'm curious, you know, the Browns are reportedly going to stick with Dylan Gabriel, and I think he's 1-4 in his starts. And I'm just curious, I'm a former Colorado Buff, and my Shedeur Sanders is there. Have you heard anything, or what's going on with Shedeur Sanders? How's his progress, and why isn't maybe he getting a chance to play, considering how bad just the team is under Dylan Gabriel right now?
I still think before the year's through that he'll get a chance at some point. But, you know, the team has a third-round draft pick invested in Dylan Gabriel. They like the way he's played. They want to take a look at him. Give him time. And again, I think we'll see Shedeur at some point. I don't know if it'll be anytime soon. But they like Dylan Gabriel. And the idea of the season is to get a look at both guys, to be frank, to see, okay, what we got. I think we have an idea of what Dylan Gabriel is. And at some point in time here, I think they'll try to get an idea of what Shedeur is.
Adam, it's football aside, I know that it's American Diabetes Month, which I know is an important cause to you. So I wanted to give you a moment to just talk about that.
Well, I appreciate you asking. It is American Diabetes Month, and I've been out on a campaign trying to raise awareness to have people get screened for type 1 diabetes. Diabetes can't be prevented, but it can be prepared for. I think it's important for people to go meet with their doctors, get screened for diabetes. They can visit the website, screen for, what is that? I had it by heart. I don't know it by now. Anyway, important to go to your doctor, get screened for type 1 diabetes. Big deal in American Diabetes Month. I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Guys, have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
That was ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoons.
My man was making lunch.
I heard a plate, and then I heard some food.
I feel like toast. Maybe he was making toast. I think I heard
buttered it. Buttered the toast, maybe.
I feel like he was buttering toast. I thought I heard maybe something, the pop of the toast coming up.
Yep.
You
okay.
Know, a little jam.
Doing a little dishes.
Jelly.
Maybe doing dishes as he was prepared.
Doing dishes as he
key to success.
Well, you know, I think he ate the toast.
He did.
And then
And then
and then wiped the plate off and then put it into the dishwasher.
Well, he was also smart. When he was eating the toast, he threw it to you. He's like, you know more, Ted. You talk about it. And he took a bite. By the time you threw it back to him, he was trying to swallow that bite.
He's a busy man. He can't even get the food in between all these interviews.
He's on TV in 2 minutes.
He really is. Crazy like a fox, but also not a big fan of one-day contracts. And something I agree with him on.
Does anybody have a better reason for why people do it? I mean, Bronk did it to honor a fan.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so I think fans think it means something to come back and do one-day contracts. So they're doing it to appease the fans.
And I guess that's fine, right? Like, who are we to say, I mean, we don't have to care. Sure. We can just laugh it off and say, no big deal. But if you enjoy it as a fan, you get to see Gronk at the podium. He answered a couple questions. He and Robert had a little funny quip back and forth. Boom, we move on. It's great.
Maybe I should call. I want to officially retire as a Patriot.
And then we can sit, Fitzy and I can sit in the front row and ask questions.
Yeah.
Ted, what does this mean to you? Ted. Andy Hart, WEI.
The only two people that show up at the press conference.
Yep.
My two friends. My two hosts.
You'll have Callahan and Perry there, too.
Okay, very good.
They'll be there.
Oh, yeah, Bill will be there. Your boy Phil. Absolutely.
Oh, I thought you said Bill. Yeah, no. That'd be cool if Bill came back.
No, Bill will not be there. Not Bill. I said Phil. That was
Phil. Oh, Bill. Phil.
Phil will ask you to break it down. Yes, Stiz?
Just real quick, the website that Adam Schefter was referring to is screen4type1.com.
Very good.
It would have been perfect time for you to go. That website that he was looking for is stizgrimy.net.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to take a little early look. Oh, I guess it's not that early. It's Wednesday. They play Thursday night. The Jets are in town. They're not a very good football team. Is this an opportunity for the Patriots to obviously buff up their record, but for Drake May to continue to buff up that MVP resume? There's some interesting games this weekend. Matthew Stafford and Sam Darnold go head-to-head. Those are MVP candidates. If Drake can make some hay against the Jets on Thursday night, he might become the front-runner even more solidly. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.